Well, said too, speaking about the topic of saints, there are a lot of sforim, untold number of sforim written by great tzaddikim in the past. All sforim alike, and what is the difference between a sefer written by one tzaddik and by another tzaddik, two different tzaddikim? Well, said the difference is the same as the difference between one navi and a second navi. For example, one Navi, Meshi Rabbeinu, the leader, the Rebbe of all Naviim, could see a prophetess called a seer, a chazer. He could see a vision. When a Navi sees a vision, generally, as the Gemara says, he is placed into a trance. He's not fully awake. He's in a semi-sleep, in a trance. In his mind, he sees this vision, a heavenly vision, different sights, as we find the words of the Nevi'im. The Navi says, I saw this sight, I saw this vision passing by. And every Navi you find that to be, Isi, and I saw. But this was a vision where the Navi was in a trance. He was not fully conscious. That's called a sight, like a mirror, that's cloudy, hazy. One Navi there was, who saw in a mirror, could see with clarity, with complete perception and complete consciousness. That was Meshe Rabbeinu. Hashem said, I speak to Meshe Rabbeinu as to a person, one person to the other. Kaviyocha. He's completely wide awake when I speak to him, and his vision is the clearest of all. Same thing holds true with the Tedas taught by these different tzaddikim. There is one whose Teda is hazy and cloudy. What is it based on generally? A chiddush is said, a topic is selected, there are chiddushim, new ideas presented, and they must have a basis on which to rest. The basis is, where the author refers to a certain pasuk in the Torah, he shows how his words are found in that pasuk, where you interpret that pasuk to fit his words. But sometimes this thought, this concept is seen in that pasuk remotely. There is a hint at this thought in that pasuk. The words resemble what he's saying. So he shows a remote resemblance to what he's saying, proving it from that pasuk. That's a case of a vision that is hazy, because Teda itself is like a vision, like a prophecy. However, the tzaddik emes, his words are like a vision that is clear. When he speaks, he gives a chiddush, he brings a pasuk to back it, back these words. You could see every word that he said is found clearly in the words of that pasuk. This is one who understands, who has a slight degree of understanding, and loved this, could see at times the amazing clarity of Ben Azal's words when he brings proof from a statement that he makes in a pasuk in the Teda, a pasuk or in the Chazal, the Gemara, and you see whatever he said is clearly shown in that pasuk. He said something new. You learned that pasuk yourself before. You never knew that this thought exists, and here he shows how clearly that pasuk tells you this thought he just brought out. This is the difference between one type of Teda and the next. Same difference as there is one type of Nevuah and the other.